small realty, bankrupt property, slum housing authority licks. Mainly welfare recipients and illegal immigrants made up as growing list of tenants. One of them budding lawyers can never quite pass the bar exam. A city man, city college, cheap suit businessman, but acknowledged for a nose, he can smell a bargain. Spoke with a middle class jargon. She on the other hand, it caught his attention. He loved titty bars, felt it helped relieve all his tension. A minor obsession, he loved his beauty, raised a mentality out of his league. In all reality a reason, she asked him how to get rich, teasing his dick with a fingertip. She too was an entrepreneur with a hip. She loved money and white powder, cheap thrills, a crummy suited man with power. Lucky for him, he courted her for months, trying to convince her to join a team. On the hunt, she couldn't be stopped, short of his dreams. With her by his side, he wasn't much to look at, and she knew that, but he had that look in his eye. She finally relented and put him on a trial basis, sprung him off of that good, free to spit his big faces, motivated to take his enterprise further, got deeper to the rat races, him and her. It's all about that look in your eyes when you down to get your piece of the pie. No matter what, no matter who, no matter how, shit, what wouldn't you do? Yo, it's all about that look in your eyes when you down to steal your piece of the pie. No matter what, no matter who, no matter how, shit, what wouldn't you do? He kept his word, in fact, he stayed ahead of schedule most of the time. And now a 5-year marriage pact, tailor-made suits, the finest of cocaine and champagne to keep the missus entertained. In a townhouse overlooking the whole city, she was no longer stripping, prone to self-pity, cause he still loved city bars. And now it acquired a fetish for exotic women and cars. Scars will be left when he come home, with pussy on his breath, cause he beat her ass down and forced her to have sex, the only turn on left. She would cry on his chest when he passed the fuck out from his early morning drunkenness. He carried a peach, received plenty of threats, went from slum lord to slum god. All bets on the table, with every day his chances for death increased. Found a letter on his desk, addressed to the deceased, freaked the hell out, and fled home. Escorted all the way to his elevator by two armed chaperones, starting to go crazy. With his hand on his 38, reached the top floor, slid open the iron gate, heard footsteps, pulled the piece out, turned a corner to find a naked man looking for an escape route. Shot him point blank, drug him to the bed, made his wife look in his eye, shot him in the head. He hit her with a pistol, got between her legs, beat her and raped her unconscious while the body bled. She woke up hours later, surprised she wasn't dead, to an unconscious man and some empty bottles. Instead of trying to flee, she reached under the mattress and pulled out what he had recently given her for emergencies, put it to the skull. He opened his eyes, he had that same look on him till the day that he died. Bye.
Sharpen the human appetite to the point where it can split atoms with its desire. You build egos the size of cathedrals, fiber optically connect the world to every ego impulse. Grease even the dullest dreams with these dollar green, gold-plated fantasies until every human becomes an aspiring emperor, becomes his own god. And where can you go from there?
It's all about that look in your eyes when you down to get your piece of the pie. No matter what, no matter who, no matter how, shit, what wouldn't you do? Yo, it's all about that look in your eyes when you down to steal your piece of the pie. No matter what, no matter who, no matter how, shit, what wouldn't you do?
I know that there's a lot of light that's talked about, but there's a lot of darkness around us.
Okay.
And darkness that's caused by us as well. And that's the contradiction.